Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our blessed Lord is, at the beginning of this Gospel, staying at the house of Lazarus, whom he has just raised from the dead, in the village of Bethany. Bethany was that place in which the Paschal lambs were kept, which would be sacrificed on the day of the Passover. And thus, how fittingly our Lord is in the same place as the Paschal lambs, these lambs which are a sign of Him. And he goes a little way to Bethpage. Bethany is about 3/4 mile from Jerusalem. Bethpage is only 1/2 mile from Jerusalem and is at the bottom of Mount Olivet. Bethpage is the two disciples who were sent to get the donkey and the colt were, by tradition, Peter and John. They are sent to get these two donkeys, and this is certainly a menial task, but which has great importance in the sight of God. And we should learn from this fact that we should always measure the dignity and importance of a task as God sees it and not as the world sees it. A very good example of that is motherhood. Typically, a mother might be washing the diapers of her children or doing dishes while her husband is out, perhaps having lunch with businessmen. In the eyes of the world, the glamour of business is something much more attractive than what the mother is doing at home. But in the eyes of God, what the mother is doing at home is far more important than what her husband is doing. For it contributes directly to the raising of her children, which in turn is their preparation for eternal life. Whereas what her husband is doing is merely making money, so that this household can continue, this sacred place in which souls are formed to see God. This little task that was given to these two apostles was great in the sight of God, very important, for it was very important that our blessed Lord should enter Jerusalem on a donkey. Saint Bonaventure, by the way, was given his red hat of being a cardinal when he was doing the dishes in the monastery. The red hat was brought to him as a sign that he was named a cardinal by the Pope while he was doing the dishes. The donkey represents the Jews, and the colt represents the Gentiles. The untying of the donkey and the colt is symbolic of being untied from the bonds of sin by the redemption of Christ. The fact that our Lord predicts to them what will happen is a sign of the fact that He is all-knowing and is a manifestation of His divinity. The entry into Jerusalem was foretold by the prophet Zachary, as is mentioned in the Gospel. The daughter of Sion, which he mentions, is Jerusalem. Sion is that mountain on which Jerusalem sits. The king who comes to her is the Messiah. and the prediction was made 500 years earlier. And this fulfillment of the prediction by our blessed Lord is simply one more indication of the fact that he is the true Messiah. The donkey indicates the meekness of Jesus. He did not use a horse as David and Solomon did in their triumphal entries into Jerusalem. Our Lord wishes to point out that his kingdom is not of this world. He comes as the Prince of Peace. He comes to reign over a kingdom of humility, faith, and charity. He purposely chooses these animals in order to underline that fact. Our Lord sits not on the donkey but on the colt, and this is an indication of his humility, as well as for the love of innocence that he has, and the love that he has for the meekness of a child, and for his love of virginity. The donkey signifies man who has sinned, but the colt signifies the stainless man. And the donkey is tied behind the colt, and she follows. The laying of the garments upon the donkeys by the apostles is a symbol of sanctifying grace on the soul. Our blessed Lord does not dwell in our soul unless we are in the state of sanctifying grace, so he will not ride the donkey unless it is prepared for him by the garments of the apostles. And the spreading of the garments and of the branches of trees was a custom in the ancient world to indicate the people's joy, respect, and loyalty to a ruler. Hosanna means hail, but it literally means redemption. It came to mean hail, but its literal meaning is redemption. And the people cry out Hosanna to the Son of David. Palm Sunday is a testimony of the inconstancy of men. This very crowd which is crying Hosanna to the Son of David will shout on Good Friday, Crucify him! Crucify him! We have no king but Caesar. Let his blood be upon us and upon our children. In a few days, and it is a testimony that there are few who remain faithful to God in the hour of temptation. In our spiritual lives, there are many who hail Christ as Redeemer in confession, but a few days later will call for his crucifixion by falling again into mortal sin, often the very same mortal sin. And very often people say to me, how is it possible that so many people could be falling away from the faith? How could it be that only a few are faithful to God in these times and to the Holy Catholic faith? As if this were an anomaly, that is, something unusual, when in fact we see that it is the normal pattern of history. We see it today on Palm Sunday, that the crowds in a space of 5 days will change their minds about our Lord Jesus Christ and call for him to be crucified. And we have seen over and over again in the history of the world that whenever a heresy presented itself and was favored by authority, that most of the people, the Catholic people, fell away into the heresy. If ever the heresy had the arm of some authority, whether secular or spiritual, most of the people fell into the heresy. The vast majority fell into the heresy. And only a few resisted. This was true in the Arian heresy, when the emperor supported the Arian bishops in the respective dioceses of the empire and removed from them by force the Catholic bishops. The people went to their churches and attended the Arian service and became Arian, until it looked like the entire Catholic Church would go under to the Arian heresy. It happened during the time of the Protestant Reformation, when in England and northern Germany and other places, the faith fell because of the influence of authority. And there were just a few people in each place who resisted the mass defection. And many times they were put to death for it or persecuted in other ways, like the Catholics in England, who would have masses in barns, and if discovered, would be put to death. It happened during the French Revolution. It is the norm. And here, these people who were crying Hosanna on Palm Sunday were worked on by the chief priests and the Pharisees for the next 5 days, who did propaganda against our Lord Jesus Christ until they could get them to cry out, "Crucify him," and until they could get them to demand Barabbas, who was a murderer and a robber, over our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the insanity of human beings. How fickle and weak and stupid they are. The human race is nothing to place your trust in. It is something that constantly fails and goes astray. And few are they who are faithful to God. Few are they who take their faith seriously. But many are they who do lip service to God and who wave their palms and cry Hosanna. Let us therefore not imitate the fickleness of these Jews who acclaim him today and crucify him on Good Friday. But rather, let us imitate the constancy of the Blessed Virgin Mary, of St. John, St. Mary Magdalene, and the holy women who were faithful to our Lord even as he hanged on the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.